On Sunday, at the Charlie Kirk Memorial, our chronic infection with British foreign policy diseases began to be cured. Our founder's vision of the United States was revived. Contrary to the British agent Henry Kissinger, we were again a sovereign nation living and building and creating according to God's laws, freeing ourselves from the empire's foreign wars. But you wouldn't know that from the media. The New York Times and others implied that the Kirk event weirdly joined religion with Donald Trump's America First, worker first economic policies. They said this had never happened before at this scale. Here's the key quote. Perhaps never before at such a grand scale has such a fusion taken place in a public display. More than just a tribute to the style of Mr. Kirk's evangelical tradition, this service represented a pinnacle event, reflecting the degree to which conservative Christianity has melded with Republican politics in the Trump era. But prior to the most recent run of total control of our foreign policy by the British Foreign Office, we were always like this. All our founding documents and all our founders' foreign policies insisted we were guided by God in a continuous mission to find truth. We fled here to escape the forever wars of Europe's oligarchs. I'm Barbara Boyd, and I've been investigating and documenting the modern British financial empire subversion of our country since 1973.